when the Islamic State militants blew up the Temple of Bel in the ancient city of Palmyra in August 2015, experts feared they would destroy many important artifacts from the first century. UNESCO considered the 2,000-year-old temple one of the most important buildings of the World Heritage Ancient City. The UN called the destruction of the ancient temples and tombs in Palmyra a war crime. Syrian forces, backed by Russian airstrikes, took back control of Palmyra. Now that the city is open, experts say the artifacts are in better shape than many predicted. They say up to 80% of the ancient ruins in Palmyra have survived. Mamoun Abdul Karim is the Syrian Antiquities Director. He was able to investigate the 2,000-year-old ruins for the first time after Syrian forces recaptured the city in late March. The Islamic State militants held the ancient city for about 10 months. He said many artifacts, columns, arches, and statues have survived. But there is damage to surrounding streets, baths, and fences. The faces of some statues were chiseled away. Abdul Karim and a group of experts are looking to restore the ancient structures. He said to Al Jazeera, "We know the area centimeter by centimeter. All we need is the help of the international community." In Italy, a former culture minister, Francesco Rutelli, said the artifacts could be restored using three-dimensional or 3D printing. The technology can help recreate damaged structures. Roger Michael is an American expert from the Institute for Digital Archaeology in Great Britain. Michael promised that he would show a Temple of Bel arch recreated from a 3D printing in April. Michael said to The Guardian, "My intention is to show Islamic State that anything they can blow up, we can rebuild exactly as it was before and rebuild it again and again." Michael explained that 3D printing can use the same combination of materials, sand, water, and sodium bicarbonate, that ancient builders used to build the temple. It can even use the dust left over from buildings destroyed by IS. One problem the experts will face is the lack of detailed source material, like 3D images. But they say some of the information can come from two-dimensional photographs. There is already some video shot by drones and photographs made by satellites. But many of the sites are not yet accessible because of landmines and traps left by IS fighters. Amer Al-Azam is a Middle East history and anthropology professor in Ohio and used to work for the Antiquities Department in Syria. He sees a difficult task ahead. The Ark of the Triumph may be repairable because there is more of it left lying around close by. The Temple of Bel is going to be far more challenging, he said. I'm Dan Friedel.
请访问 51voa.com